father used to work in my tailor's tailoring as a machinist, along with his brother Shear, which was a nickname. His real name was Stanley, and uncle called Sid. I remember when I was about 3-4 years old. I know it's going back a bit before we moved into Stepney Way. My dad used to take me to work with him, and I would sit on my grandfather's cutting bench while he was cutting material with a, well, in them days it was like a bladed knife, like a kitchen knife in a big machine. And he would mark out the, with a chalk, with tailor's chalk, and it would cut. I used to sit there watching my dad on the machine, and my uncle, and Nibs all machining away. But the thing that I got fascinated about was the presser. He used to have a, like where there would have been a chimney, he had like gas burners in there, like four big gas burners with these great big old irons on. I mean irons, really heavy. And he'd have one at a time, and then he would get a wet cloth, wring it out, put it over the material or the coat, whatever he was ironing, and press. And I just imagine he was a massive man. I can remember bulging muscles and all the steam. He was always in steam. Must have had a good complexion. But that's a lot of the memories. Oh, the workshop was, you had to go through the house, walk through our kitchen into the backyard. And it was on the actual workshop was in our backyard. Now, it was one long room. It went from our boundary wall, because there was another workshop next door in the first house. So it went, and there was a wall set round, and the toilet's outside. There was a toilet right outside the workshop, and one outside our back door. So we had two toilets, one for the workshop, one for us. But it went from next door, right across our house, and right into next door's garden or yard. So it was the length of two houses. If I remember right, he made mainly women's overcoats. In fact, he made me one when I was a youngster. There's a photo of me somewhere my brother's got of me walking along with Dad down Allgate with my little overcoat on. Just wish I had that. But and I think he didn't do it to sell himself. I think he'd done it mainly for company, you know. That I can remember the steam, the smell of the steam on the coats, which was like, like a new car smell. You know, when you get in a new car and you've got that smell, that reminded me of that. My granddad's cigars. He always smoked cigars. And all the fluff dropping down, all the ash dropping down onto the material. But yeah, he always smoked cigars. Always smart, always immaculate, Mars Ada. Had all his suits made at Maxi Cohen's in Allgate. Where they put all the remaining remnants, but they called it cabbage. And that sometimes, that when someone came to collect it, sometimes it was, a lot of times it was made into smaller garments or put into other uses. But yeah, that's what they called the cabbage, was the remnants of the material that was left. But I say, when I was still living in Stepney Way and the tailors went, and I went into silk screen printing, I was 15 years of age, and I met a few people, and one of them wanted to start his own business. So I talked to my dad, and he let Bob Moore, his name was, like the footballer, Bob Moore, and George Adkins, two of them. One was a stencil cutter. Bob Moore was the salesman, business brain, and he let them rent the workshop. So they were silk screen printers in the workshop. Early 1960s, I think it was down to people not wearing suits anymore, cheap imports, and especially the youths going into, don't want to look like their dad, so they started wearing jeans and casual wear, Ben Sherman shirts, Levi jeans, that sort of thing. And you know, what I call now smart casual.
But
I think that was actually the I think the actual decline came because of the cheap imports. They couldn't compete with the Indians and the Chinese and wherever else it was coming from. They just couldn't compete with the wages and the quality. So I think that was the beginning of the decline